الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. All praises are for Allah, the Creator, the Nourisher and the Sustainer. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings and His favors which He has given to us. With respect to the topic which we are continuing, we have discussed quite a number of points that are related to our beliefs, things that we need to know, things that are part of our beliefs, certain things that there are differences of opinion, and especially differences of opinion held by those people who have gone away and deviated from the true teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From among the things that we have discussed, and from among the things that we will read about in the Holy Quran and the other teachings, there are quite a number of things that many of us cannot fully understand, and they remain unclear to us. If we take any one of those things that are connected to the hereafter, we really cannot comprehend most of these things. If you were to try to prove to a person that there is trials in the grave, there is no way logically you can do that. The angels that are on our sides and the angels that write, those things also we cannot explain. Things that are connected to the heavenly bodies, we cannot also explain. And there are two things that we cannot do with matters relating to this nature. One is that as long as something is mentioned in the Holy Quran and something is evident in the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after being proven as the truth, then a Muslim has no choice except to believe in them, whether we can understand them or not. So we have to believe in them. We cannot deny them and we cannot reject them. And the other thing we cannot do with these things, it is to put our own opinions and put reason and put logic state and try to analyze it in our own way, bringing about our own opinions regarding it. We cannot do that. It is about these matters Imam Tahawi and the scholars of Aqaid have made it very clear as a principle that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat and the Muslims who follow the true teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have kept on sticking to in the past, and it still remains a principle that governs their conduct. And that principle is where he states, وَنَقُولُ, and we say, وَنَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ فِي مَشْتَبَهَ عَلَيْنَا عِلْمُهُ, and we say that Allah knows best with respect to all those matters that are unclear to us. Subhanallah. That is the way. That is the way a Muslim is supposed to conduct himself. In all those matters that are unclear to us, in all those matters that we cannot understand, there are many, many things that we cannot understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed many scriptures in the past. Allah has given us quite a number of laws and ahkam. He has ordered us to do certain things, but yet we cannot understand regarding these things as to why certain things are compulsory on us. We cannot understand them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, we cannot understand what is Alif Lam Mim. Allah says Hamim, we cannot understand what is Hamim. Allah says Alif Lam Ra, we cannot understand what is Alif Lam Ra. And there are so many things that are connected to the Zat, to the being of Allah, to the attributes of Allah. And because of human beings and because of people and Muslims getting involved in it, delving into it, it brought about a tremendous amount of deviation. It brought about likening Allah's attributes to other created beings. It brought about limiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to space and time. It brought about many different things that actually went against the true teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat always have taken the straight course, the course upon which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And that course is to always entrust everything to Allah, to make that which is called tafweed. This is what is tafweed. Tafweed is to entrust everything to Allah. Wallahu a'lamu bima'anihi wa muradihi. Allah knows best what is the meaning of these things, and Allah knows best what is meant by these things. And Imam Tahawi has already given many different things. While touching on topics like this in the beginning of his book, he says, we believe in whatever Allah has said in his Quran, and we believe whatever the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said. Once it has come to us through authentic means, we believe in it. And the meaning and the message is based on what Allah intends through it. And the meaning and the message of the words of the Rasul is what he, the Rasul, intends through it. So our approach towards these things, our approach as Muslims, as people who wish to carry on in the way we have been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not deviating from his teachings, not going away, because by Allah, if we deviate and we go away from the teachings the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us, then we are inventing another deen. Then we are practicing upon a religion which is not known to the Messenger of Allah, which has not been preached by the Messenger of Allah. Nay, we are practicing upon a religion which we have concocted with our own hands. So therefore, it is very important to stay aligned and attached with those things that are evident to be the truth, to be the haq, coming down from one generation to another generation in a system of tawatur, continuous narration by such people, that no doubts of falsehood can be laid and placed upon such people. And this is why aqidah, the topic of aqidah, it comes down in that manner. It cannot happen that in a certain generation, 2 out of 1,000 people believed and held this opinion. And in another generation, 10 out of 1,000 people held on to this opinion. It comes down mutawatiran. This is how Allah continues to preserve the deen and preserve the true teachings of Islam. So it was always at that time. And this was always the statement of the Sahabas radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allahu a'alamu bisawab. Allah knows best. Allah knows what is the meaning and the message of these things, and this is beyond our comprehension. So therefore, he says, وَنَقُولُ, and we say, يعني Imam Tahawi says, Allahu a'alamu, Allah knows best. Allahu a'alamu, Allah knows best. فِيمَ اشْتَبَهَ عَلَيْنَا عِلْمُهُ, those things, the knowledge of which is unclear to us. We can't go further than that. We cannot comprehend it fully, or it is unclear to us, it is something that is connected to Allah. We say, Allahu a'lamu, Allah knows. And we leave it right there. And we make tafwish to Allah. We entrust it to Allah's knowledge. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about that thing. Imam Tahawi speaks about another important thing. And although he has mentioned about the belief in angels, there are certain angels that he mentions specifically. And out of these angels which he has made specific mention of, he speaks about the angels which are known as Kiram and Katibin. Because we believe in angels. We believe Allah has created angels. But besides that general belief which we'll have about angels, it is also of our fundamental teaching. And it is from among the fundamental belief that whatever Allah has pinpointed in the Holy Quran that they exist, we also have to believe in that. Which goes to show that it cannot happen that a Muslim says, I believe in all angels, but I do not believe that they are recording angels. He cannot. The Holy Quran has made it evident. I believe in all angels, but I do not believe there is an angel of death. I believe in all angels, yani I am saying that it is unbecoming of a Muslim to make statements like that. I believe in all angels, but I do not believe there are angels in the grave to ask you questions. I believe in all angels, but I do not believe that they are angels of mercies that visit the people's home and visit you, and those angels are watching over us, and some angels are protecting us as given a job by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. So it is not sufficient for a Muslim just to say that we believe in all angels. It is essential that those angels that Allah has made specific mention of, and the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have made specific mention of, that we believe also in those angels. And from among those angels about whom specific mention has been made, it is the recording angels called the Kiram and Katibin. This is why the statement that is made by Imam Tahawi says, وَنُؤْمِنُوا بِالْكِرَامِ الْكَاتِبِينَ, and we believe in the Kiram and Katibin. We believe in the respectable and honorable angels who are scribes, who write. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ جَعَلَهُمْ عَلَيْنَا حَافِظِينَ, for certainly Allah has placed them over us as watchers. They watch us. They check our actions. They look at our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Holy Quran, he says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ, certainly there are angels over you watching. Kiram and Katibin, those respectable and honorable angels, they write. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, they know what you do. They know what you do. So there are many angels that are sent to remain with us. According to the tradition recorded by Imam Bukhari alayhi rahman, Imam Muslim, it speaks about malaikatul layl wa malaikatul nahar, angels that remain with us coming from Allah during the period of the night, and angels that remain from us coming from Allah that remain with us during the period of the day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the angels of the night and the angels of the day meet up at two times. They meet up at two times. They meet up at the Salatul Fajr and they meet up at Salatul Asr. They meet up at Salatul Fajr and they meet up at Salatul Asr. The angels that come to do their duty for the night remaining with us as sent by Allah, they come from Asr Salah, as the tradition records it, recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. They come from Asr Salah. And then they remain with these people, they remain with the servants throughout the period of the night until Fajr Salah. And then they remain here for Fajr Salah, and at that time the angels of the day descend and they come and meet them at Fajr Salah. After Fajr Salah, the angels of the night take leave and they report back to Allah. And the angels of the day start their shift from the Fajr Salah and remain until Asr Salah. This is why Imam Bukhari, along with this, has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then questions the angels. Kayfa taraktum ibadi? How did you leave my servants? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah asks the question, wa huwa a'lamu bihim, although he has full knowledge of the states of the human beings. So he asked the angels, how did you leave my servants? They say, we met them and they were in your ibadat, and we left them and they were in your ibadat. We met your servants, O Allah, and they were in your ibadat, and we left them and they were in your ibadat. Meaning, when these angels of the day came at Fajr Salat, they saw the servants of Allah standing in Fajr Salat. So they met the servants of Allah in Salat. And when these angels are leaving to go back to Allah after Asr, they left the servants in a state of performing Asr Salat. So they say, oh Allah, we left them in a state of Salat also. As for the night angels, they met these servants at Asr Salat. So they met them performing Salat. And when they decide to leave after Fajr Salat, they have left at a state when they have left the servants performing salah. These are angels that are sent by Allah to remain during the entire day, and they are angels who are sent to remain during the entire night. These are one section of angels. There are other angels that are known as Malaikatul Rahmah, angels of mercy, that enter the homes, that remains in the home. And alhamdulillah, their existence in the homes, it brings a means of barakah and blessings in the home. It is about these angels entering and not entering the home. The hadith has been recorded by Imam Bukhari also, where the angel mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel alayhi salam, said, we the angels do not enter a house wherein there is a dog or there is a picture of any living thing. We do not. We cannot enter that house. It is prohibited. So the angels will obey Allah and they will not enter into that. So angels are of that nature also. Angels are also sent by Allah to protect you and I. The Holy Quran mentions about angels that are always moving and they come from Allah in succession. They come from Allah in succession and they remain with the what? The human beings. They remain with the servants of Allah. They are known in traditions as Malaikatul Hafadha, angels who protect. Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his statement has been recorded under the tafsir of those that ayah which says yata'aqabuna fikum, the angels come in succession to you one after the other. Under the tafsir of that, the commentators have mentioned the statement of Ali radiallahu ta'ala where Ali says the amount of shayateens there are, the amount of evils there are, the amount of harms that come into the direction of the servants of Allah. If Allah did not put these angels to protect him, the human being, the servant of Allah, will be immediately destroyed. The strength of the evil is so much. The power of the evil surrounding man is so much. It's so much that they can immediately destroy a man. But Allah has put angels to guard the servant, that they protect the person. Min al-hawadis wa min al-halakat, from different things occurring and from destruction also. And among all these angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed two angels. And their job is simply to write the actions of man. That is their job and nothing else. This is why they are called kiraman katibin. In the Holy Quran, they are called kiraman katibin. That they are honored angels and their job is to become katib, scribes. They write. And they write everything that a man does. And besides, they are writing every single thing that a man does, they write every single thing that a man also sees. Everything that a man utters with the tongue, they are there to write it. As the Holy Quran itself says, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدِ. Behold, when the receiving angels receive, they receive from you your actions and your statement. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ, when the two receiving angels receive, where are these angels? عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ, one angel on the right and one angel on the left. What is their position? قَعِيد, they are sitting. They are sitting. Then Allah goes further to say, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a single word emanates from the tongue of the human being, except right after that word is uttered, there is a watcher watching and is ready to write. Is ready to write. So sometimes we become unmindful of the fact that what we utter is recorded. We become unmindful that what we are doing and what we are saying, it is kept in a record which will be given to us on the day of judgment. And we say so many things. And we say wrong things. And we say things that are displeasing to Allah. And we say things that cause so many harm. Even though we might be alone, but we are uttering things, these angels do not leave us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in a tradition recorded by Bazar, in his book, compilation of hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, akrimul kiram al katibin, akrimul kiram al katibin alladhina la yufariqunakum illa inda ihda al halataini. He says, give respect to the two scribes, honor and give respect to the two angels that are writing your deeds and your actions on your words. These are such angels, they do not separate from you. These are such angels, they do not separate from you. Except in two cases, they separate from the human being. One case is when a person goes to answer the call of nature and he takes off his clothing. Then the angels have a lot of haya. They do not look at the servant when he's in this state. So the angel goes away in that state. And the other state, the angel goes away when a person, man or woman, is in privacy with their spouse. The angel, these angels, they do not be around at that time. They have a lot of haya. They do not come around at that time. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they do not separate from you except in these two cases. So the kiram and katibin, whatever action we do, these angels are writing it. They are documenting it. Whatever we say, these angels are documenting it. And this is the book that will be presented to us, which we will discuss later. But they continue to write it. In so much detail, the Holy Quran has gone to say, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Not a single word is uttered, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ, except at that time. Raqib. Raqib means a watcher. The angel is watching closely at what you are saying. Atid, write, ready to write that which you have said. Sufyan was asked, because the Holy Quran says, the Holy Quran says, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. These angels know what you do. These angels know exactly what you do. From the actions that emanate from an individual, these angels are able to see, so they record it. But from what you do is from also is connected to the intentions and the evil thoughts that you bring in your heart. So a man may make an evil intention for something, and he's firm upon that evil intention. And he may make a good intention for doing something, and upon the good intention he gets blessings. And these, according to many scholars, are also written. Although according to some scholars, the angels only write that which they see from a human being. But many other scholars have stated, the angels write ma tahaddathat bihi nafsu. Whatever the thoughts that come in the heart, they also write that. So Sufyan, the great muhaddis and the great scholar from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, was asked, well, if the angels write even the evil thoughts or the good thoughts and the intention that comes in the heart, how will the angels know about it? Because they can see you and they do not know the inner thoughts of the heart. Allah alone knows that. He says, whenever a man intends to do a good deed, the scent comes out from him like the scent of musk, and the angel gets that scent and they know he has a good intention in his heart. And whenever a man has a bad intention, a bad scent and a bad stench emanates from the man, and the angel recognizes the man has a bad thought. All these things are connected to Allah's ilm. This is a great scholar who is saying this. Allahu alam, Allah knows best. But it is there, it is mentioned, and these things do happen. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was moving with his sahabas, and all of a sudden they got a very, very bad stench. It was very bad. He said, Do you know where the stench is coming from? They said, probably something has passed away. It is dead there and it is rotten, and that's where the stench is coming from. He said, no. There is a community of people on the other side that is backbiting their brothers. And that backbiting they are doing, it carries such a bad stench that what you are smelling is emanating from the act of the backbiting they are doing. And this is what that brings about. So yes, we have that. That happens also. So on the point of kiram and katibin, we are to understand, we are to believe in them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these two angels, one on the right side, one on the left side. These angels sit. Their job, as given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to write every single thing that we do. This is why many of the commentators of the Holy Quran, they have translated the word hafizin as not being protectors, because Allah has placed other protected angels. But it means watching. They are watching you, watchers. They are watching your actions because they are writing your actions. They are watching what you say because they are writing what you say. So although we are discussing a topic of aqidah on a point that we believe in, what we need to take a lesson from is never be unmindful of the fact that what we utter is recorded in a book which shall be presented to us. We may hide from others. No one will know that we have uttered such and such. Probably because there is no hujjat and there is no dalil and there are no witnesses, we can deny even what we have said. We can deny it to another person, say, I did not say that. But remember carefully, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, it has already been recorded by the angels once it comes from the tongue. So there is no escape and there is no getting away, because it has been recorded already. And another angel we are asked to believe in, because specific mention has been made about it, about the angel in the Quran, is about, we believe bi malak al mauti al mu'akkali bi qabd arwah al alamin. He says, and we believe in the existence of an angel of death that Allah has deputed to take the souls of all mankind. We believe in the existence of what? The angel of death. There is the angel known as Jibreel alayhi salam, that his job is a certain thing. There is the angel Mikael alayhi salam, his job is a certain thing. Israfil alayhi salam, his job has been given to him already. Israel alayhi salam, he has been given the job to take the souls of mankind. That is his task. That is his task. But what we ought to know is that based on the teachings of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this angel, the angel of death, there is an entire group of angels that work with him. There is an entire group of angels that works with him, and they take the soul because they have been designated to do that. This is why the Holy Quran says, "Qul yatawaffakum malakul maut alladhi wukila bikum." Say, the angel of death which has been entrusted to you shall take your life. That angel, an angel of death, has been entrusted to you. He will come to you and he will take your life. And many other ayats speaks about the angels taking the lives of people with the plural form. The angels. So this is why all the commentators and the scholars, they have stated that there is the angel of death, Israel alayhi salam. This is his job. But there are other angels that do the same thing, working under him, carrying out the duty of taking the arwah and the souls of people. The angels know exactly where they have to go to. The angels know whose souls they have to take. The angels do not make mistake in that. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ The Holy Quran says, they do not fall short in the duty which Allah has placed upon them. But in taking the lives of people, in taking the lives of people, the state of different people becomes different based on who these individuals are. Not all people, in other words, their experiences when the angel of death comes to them, it is the same. Believers who believe in Allah and they do righteous deed, their experiences with the angel of death is totally different from the experiences of other people. Totally different. The Holy Quran itself says, when the angel of death, along with angels, because according to many authentic traditions, when the angel of death comes to take the soul of a person, one of two groups of angels follow him. One group of angels is known as the angels of mercy that come with him. And the other group of angels, they are known as the angels of azab, malaikatul azab. So the traditions, Imam Ahmad has recorded many traditions that speaks about when the angel of death takes the soul of a believer, he entrusts the soul now in the hands of the angels of mercy, who wrap the soul in the cloth that comes from Jannat, in a coffin that comes from Jannat. And that body, that soul of that believer is now carried in hands from one hand to another hand until it reaches Iliyin. And the angels, and when the soul moves, it moves from one hand to another hand, it gives off a very sweet scent and beautiful scent. And the angels ask, while the soul is moving from one hand to another hand, the angel is saying, "Who is this person? Who is this blessed soul? Who is this blessed soul?" And they say, "This is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, who is a blessed slave of Allah." And in this manner, the soul reaches up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the order that the servant is mine servant, who has done good, write his name in Iliyin from among those people who will occupy Iliyin. And if that person is a miserable person, he's a wrongdoer, he's a transgressor, he's a person who did not believe in Allah at all, or he's a person who committed the act of shirk, and that person, his soul is taken out, then the angel of death, the form he will come in will be a totally different form than that which he assumed in the case of the believer. He will come in a horrible form. He will come in an ugly form, the sight of which a man has never seen a worse sight than that. And with him will come malaikatul azab, angels of azab. And the cloth that will be sent to take and wrap his soul will be a coarse cotton cloth coming from Jahannam. And when his soul is taken out When his soul is taken out, the soul will be given off a very, very bad stench. A very, very bad stench. And the angel will not even hold the soul. They will be throwing it from one hand to the other hand. They will be throwing it and they will be asking, who's dirty? Who's bad stench soul is this? Then it will be said, he's so and so, the son of so and so. He's like this, he's like that. Until it reaches to the where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to reach. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person has been a transgressor. Write his name in Sijin, in the pits of the fire of hell. And it is flung back onto the face of the earth. There is where the body will meet the soul in the grave. The Holy Quran pinpoints incidents of this nature. In one ayah, when it speaks about the believer, that angels are speaking good about it, it says, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna. It calls that soul, such a soul, that it is peaceful, serene, tranquil, that Allah is pleased with it, and that soul, that person is pleased with Allah. And the hadith recorded by Imam Ahmad says that when Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, he said, for such souls, then as for those souls that give off a bad stench, the words that are used, ayyatuha an-nafsul khabitha, or dirty and impure soul, come out and go towards the ghadab and the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Holy Quran tells us also that these things are really like this. So the Holy Quran tells us, when the angels appear to take the souls of believers, the angels appear to take the souls of people who have done good. The Holy Quran says, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ. As for those people whose souls that the angels take in a state that they are pure, طَيِّبِينَ, subhanallah. They are pure. They believe in Allah. They have worshipped Allah. Their souls are pure. يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. How do the angels meet them? The angels meet them by saying, Salamun alaykum, peace be unto you. And this itself, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is a sign that the man knows he will be successful. Good awaits him in the hereafter. The angels are coming from Allah and they are saying, Salamun alaykum, peace be unto you. Peace from Allah be unto you. And then right now they are giving him glad tidings. Udukhulu al-jannata, enter into Jannat. You will be made to enter into Jannat. This is how the angels treat, and this is how the angels behave towards that person. The other ayat speaks about it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Allah says, certainly those people who said, our Rabb is Allah, and they remain firm with that belief, and they remain firm with a'malu salihah and good actions, then at the time of their death, angels descend upon them. Angels surround them. The angels come and feel their bodies. The angels come and touch their limbs. Subhanallah. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels descend and come around them, the believers. And what do the angels say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Oh, our beloved brother, have no fear. Have no fear about anything. Yani, you are going on a journey all alone by yourself. You do not know what there is in barzakh for you. You do not know how Allah will treat you. You do not know you are grieving because you are leaving your families alone. Your children, your wife, so many close and near friends. But we are telling you, oh, our beloved brother or sister, Allah takhafu, don't fear, subhanallah. Don't fear. And don't even grieve. The ayat continues to say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ. The angel says, have no fear and grief. You know why? We will be your friends in this world. We will be right by your side. We will never leave you alone. And in the hereafter, we will be right there for you also. These things, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, who gets these things? The believers. Those who have done well. Those who have done good deeds. Those who continue to practice good deeds, the angels call them tayyibin, pure souls, subhanallah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, may Allah make us from among such people. But against that, subhanallah, the Quran also gives us an account of those people. of those people. Allah says in the Quran, if you could only see the zalimeen, if you could only see the wrongdoers and the transgressors, fi ghamaratil maut, in the pangs and agonies of death, wal malaikatu basitu aydihim, and the angels are stretching out their hands to grab their soul and to rip their souls away from their body. If you could only see that, you will know what terrible punishment awaits them. But the angels, when they come to the wrongdoers, and they come to those people who never believed in Allah, and they come to those people who never did any good deeds, and those people who were wrongdoers and transgressors, they don't only stretch their hands to rip the soul apart, but the Holy Quran says, وَكَيْفَ, and how it will be, إِسْتَوَفَّتُهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, how will it be for these people when the angels will take their souls? What will be the angel? What the angels will do? يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ, the angels will smite them. The angels will beat them on their faces. The angels will beat them on their backs. When the angels come for a transgressing soul, an unbelieving soul, and a wrongdoing soul, when he stretches his hand to take the soul, they do not want to give in. They do not want to surrender. So the angel starts beating them on their faces, slapping them and beating them, beating them on their backs. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, under the commentary of this ayah, he says, all but human beings and jinnats, they will be able to see the smiting and the beating of the angels, the prints of the angels on their faces and their back. Bruised, beaten, flogged. This is what happens with those people. Why are they beaten by the angels? Why will people be treated in that manner? On one hand, the angels are coming to people and the angels are saying to them, Salamun alaikum, peace be unto you, subhanallah. They are tayyibin. But just the opposite is occurring with other people. Beating on the faces, smiting on their backs. Why? Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ, it is so because, اتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهِ, these people who are treated in this manner were such people who did things that displeased Allah. Things that Allah wasn't pleased about, that is what they did. Things that were wrongdoing, things that Allah had disliked, they continued to do that. And وَكَرِهُ رِضْوَانَ, and they disliked the things that Allah loved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved certain things. Allah loved them to do certain things, but they disliked it. And Allah hated certain things, but they did it. That is what is bringing about that punishment from the angels right here before they leave. Before they leave the world. So therefore, we have the angel of death taking the souls of people. But when the angel of death visits a believer, a doer of righteous actions, a man who is truly a servant of Allah, subhanallah, that person gets a blessed visitation by the angel. But when a man is not like that, and a man has done things to displease Allah, to anger Allah, bringing about the displeasure of Allah, his meeting with the angel of death is not a good one, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters. It is a very, very bad one. So we believe in the angel of death. And then after death comes about, there is the grave, the life in the grave. That's the next topic that Imam Tahawi deals with. He says, and we believe, بِعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ أَهْلٍ, he says, we believe in the punishment and the trials of the grave for that person who is deserving of it. We believe that. There are trials in the grave. There is life in the grave. That is the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. The grave is not a place for dead bodies. That there is death, there is no life, there is nothing going on in the grave. No, no, no. Subhanallah, how true that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-qabru rawdatun min riyaz al-jannah. The grave is either a garden from among the gardens of paradise, aw hufratun min hufarin nayran, or it is a pit or a ditch from among the pits of the fire of hell. That is what the grave is. So therefore, there is what we believe, that there is punishment in the grave. We believe there is bliss and joy in the grave. We believe that there is life in the grave. We believe that. The hadith has been recorded by Imam Bukhari, by Imam Muslim, and by many, many commentators, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, إِذَا وُضِعَ الْعَبْدُ فِي قَبْرِهِ, وتولى عنه أصحابه. When a person is placed in the grave and all his friends and family members, they go away حتى يسمع قرع نعالهم, until they go so far away that he only is merely listening to the footsteps, the knocking of the shoes. Atani malakani. Two angels come to him. فيقعدانه, and they make him sit up. And they ask him about the Lord, they ask him about his deen, they ask him about, you know, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three questions are posed to them. Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood has given a detailed explanation of what takes place. Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim has given a shortened version of it. But Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Ahmad has given the whole scene of the life in the grave. The scene of the life of the grave. Recorded from and narrated from the Sahabi Barra bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the grave, when a man is placed in the grave and the companions and his family members leave him, يَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ, two angels come to him. Who are these angels? Munkir and the Nakir. So we believe in the questioning of the Munkir and the Nakir also. We believe in the questioning of the Munkir and the Nakir. We do not say there are no angels. We do not say that. We believe there is question in the grave. So what happens? يَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ, two angels come to that person. فَيُجُلِسَانِهِ, and they make him sit up. They make him sit up. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, and they say to him, مَنْ رَبُّكَ, tell me who is your Lord. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ, the man will say, my Lord is Allah. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, they will say to him, وَمَا دِينُكَ, what is your deen? فَيَقُولُ دِينِيَ الْإِسْلَامِ, the man will say, my deen is Islam, subhanallah. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, they will say to him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, what do you say about this man who was sent to you? This man who was sent to you, the last prophet, what do you say about him? فَيَقُولُ, the man will say, هُوَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, he is the messenger of Allah. I believe he is the messenger of Allah. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, they will say, how do you know that? Subhanallah, how do you know that? But he will say, قَرَعْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ وَصَدَّقْتُ, I read the book of Allah. I believed in the book of Allah and I testify to the truth in the book of Allah. Having said that, the riwayat says, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَنْ صَدَقَ عَبْدِي, a voice will be heard from the heavens. A voice will be heard from the heavens. And the voice will say, my servant has spoken the truth, subhanallah. This is a true servant. And the voice will say, فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, make for him a bed from Jannah. وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and give him a clothing from Jannah. وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and open for him a door towards Jannah. وَيُفْتَهُ, and the door will be open. فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ رَوْحِهَا وَطِيبِهَا, and from the cool scent and the beautiful breeze, it will emanate from paradise and Jannah coming to him in his grave. وَيُفْسَحُ لَهُ فِيهَا مَدَّ بَصْرِهِ, and the grave will begin to expand. It will expand so wide to the extent that his eyes can see. Who will be treated like that? The man who believes in Allah, the man whose deen is Islam, the man who testifies to the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, may Allah make us like that. In the grave, no one has the ability to retain except bi-ithnillah, through the permission of Allah. It cannot happen that we memorize and say in the grave, I'll answer all these questions. It only occurs with Allah, the ability that Allah gives a person. The Quran itself says, Allah is the one who keeps the feet firm of the believers in this life and the life hereafter. The Prophet says, this ayah was revealed about the grave. That in the grave, when a believer is asked the questions, Allah will give him from His mercy the ability to answer correctly to the questions of the Munkir and the Nakir. If Allah does not give a person the ability, although he knew it on the face of the earth, it will not come to his mind in the grave. He will not be able to utter a single word. He will become dumb in the grave. Allah alone is the one who gives the ability to any individual to say, Rabbi Allah, wa dini al-Islam, wa huwa Rasulullah. Allah alone gives the ability, and no man, by the power of his retention, can do that. It is only through Allah's mercy that that will come to a person to say, well, Allah is mine, Rabb. Barra bin Azib said, wa dhakara al-kafir, wa mawtahu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about a kafir, an unbeliever. He mentioned about his death. Qal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa yu'adu ruh fil jasad, and the soul will be returned to the body. And this is a point of the aqidah of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. This is why in the fiqh of Akbar, the fiqh al-Akbar, Imam Abu Hanifa says, wa i'adatu ruh fil jasadi haqqun, the returning of the ruh and the soul to some extent to the body in the grave, it is a haqq. So therefore, if punishment is given in the grave, it is not given to a body alone, and it is not given to a soul alone, it is given to the body and the soul joined together. If joys and pleasures are experienced in the grave, if a person gets from the bounties of Allah in the grave, it is not the soul alone, it is not the body alone, it is the soul and the body reuniting at that time in the grave. So the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, وَلَمْ يَزَلْ كَذَلِكَ, and it was always the aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, that the soul is returned to the body in the grave. There is life in the grave. The person has the ability to know. He is made to sit up by the angels, and he has to answer the questions. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while mentioning the status of the unbeliever and those people about whom Allah was and is displeased, he says, فَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ, the two angels come to that person, the Munkir and the Nakir. فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ, and they make him sit up. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, and they say to this person, مَرَّبُّكَ, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? فَيَقُولُ, and that person will say, who never believed in Allah, never worship Allah, he will say, ha ha, la adri, la adri, I do not know. He will say, I do not know. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, they will say to him, وَمَا دِينُكَ, and what is your deen and what is your religion? فَيَقُولُ, the man will say, ha ha, la adri, la adri, I do not know what is my religion. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, they will say to him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, what do you say about this man who was sent to you? فَيَقُولُ, the man will say, ha ha, la adri, I do not know. The man sees the punishment, he sees the questioning, he now knows everything is a reality. Whatever he denied is the truth. Whatever he heard is actually the truth. So he cries out now saying, really, pity upon myself. I do not know. At that time when he utters these, the answers in this manner, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, an announcement will come from the heavens. And كَذَبَ عَبَدِي, the servant is a liar. He's a denier of Allah. He's a kathib. That voice will say that, فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, give him a bed from the fire of hell. وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, and give him a clothing and a garment from the fire of hell. وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى النَّارِ, and open a door that is towards the fire of hell. فَيَأْتِيهِ, so what will come to him? فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ حَرِّهَا وَسَمُومِهَا, what will come? The heat from the fire of hell will come to him in his grave. and the smoke from the fire of hell will come to him in his grave. وَيُضَيَّقُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرُهُ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and the grave will begin to tighten into him. For the believer, the grave started to expand. But for this person, the grave will start to come in and tighten. وَيُضَيَّقُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرُهُ حَتَّى تَخْتَلِفَ عَلَيْهِ أَضْلَاعُهُ, until his ribs will start to get one onto the other. Like if the ribs are interlocking into each other, so much he will be squeezed in the grave that the ribs from one side will start to move into the other side. It will move into the other side. And then the hadith continues to speak about that وَيُقَيَّضُ عَلَيْهِ أَعْمَى أَصَمْ, an angel who is blind and deaf will be deputed upon him with a hammer that is made of iron, and such a hammer, the blow of it, if it is given to anything, it will destroy every single thing. When the man gets a blow, صَارَ تُرَابًا, he will turn into dust immediately, and then life will be given to him and he will be persecuted and punished in this manner. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the grave. So there is life in the grave. Let us not be unmindful of that. There is questioning in the grave. There is the munkir and the nakir in the grave. There is no way we can escape. We are living here, angels write what we do and what we say. We go there, angels begin to question us. Where there is escape except towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we believe and we practice good deeds. So that is there. But what we ought to understand also, that there is a grave for every single human being. No one escapes a grave. No one, absolutely no one escapes a grave. Which goes to show, if an individual was burnt to death, he also has a grave. If a person was eaten up by an animal, he also has a grave. If a person was drowned and his body was eaten up by the fishes, he also has a grave. If a person fell down dead and his body rotted to pieces, he also has a grave. Every single person has a grave. The trials in the grave, it is the haqq. The life in the grave, it is the haqq. The bliss in the grave is a haqq. It is the truth. The punishment in the grave is also a haqq. There is no escape from that. The grave, what we have to understand, literally the grave is known as al-hufratun fil ardi, a trench dug in the earth. That is a grave, literally. But the grave in Sharia, the grave in the Sharia, it refers to any such place which Allah chooses to cause the body and the ruh to come together. And after coming together, for huwa mathabun aw mu'adhabun, then both together can either get the pleasure and the joy and the bliss from Allah or be punished by Allah. Wherever Allah chooses to do that, that is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it occurs and it exists. It is for this reason Imam Bukhari has mentioned a tradition which proves the point that everybody has a grave. And the point that is mentioned is that there was this person who lived a life not worshipping Allah, not doing good deeds. Close to his death, he became so fearful of Allah that he said, he thought to himself that if Allah goes to punish me, then no one will get such a grave punishment than what I will get. I will get the gravest of all punishment, in other words. So he called his children and he said, listen, when I die, I want you to mince my body into pieces and fling it all over the place. He says, why? He says, I fear my standing before Allah. I don't want Allah to take me to task for the wrongs I have done. And they did it. They obeyed the father. They had they grinded it up. And, you know, it became like mince, and they took it and they threw it all over the places. And after they did that, Allah commanded the wind to gather every piece and particle of that body. And the body came. And the man stood before Allah. Allah says, why did you do this to yourself, my servant? He said, for fear of you, O Allah. Imam Bukhari touched on that and mentioned it quite a few times to show wherever Allah wants you to come together, he will cause you to come together. And there is no escape from the trials of the grave. The trials of the grave is a must. Whether we go up or we go down, there is a place Allah will cause us to be. It can be where people are buried. It can be at another place. Allahu alamu, Allah knows best. But to happen, it is to happen. And those things that occur in the grave is actually occurring in barzakh. Because the concept of barzakh means a partition. And it is called a partition because it is that state from immediately when a person passes away, when he remains in that state until the day of resurrection, that entire period, it is called barzakh. That entire, because this is the period that parts you from your death until the day of resurrection. This is why it is called barzakh. Barzakh means a wall, it means a barrier, it means a partition. So that is the barzakh also. A person staying in the grave for a long period of time, that he's in barzakh. It is recorded in the Holy Quran that for the people of Fir'aun, their punishment in the hereafter will be shown to them in their grave every morning and evening. So therefore, in this passage that Imam Tahawi mentions, he records and he narrates, he speaks about two important things which we have described. He says the trials in the grave, it is according to the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, to the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. We ought not to deny that, and it is going to take place, and it is there, and it continues to take place. And the other thing, that in the grave there is the questioning. وَالسُوَالِ مُنْكَرٍ وَنَكِيرٍ عَنْ رَبِّهِ وَدِينِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ حَقٌ. It is the truth. The questioning of the what? The munkir and the nakir in the grave. This questioning, it is the truth. It is there. It is mentioned. Then the man remains there for a long while. And after that is the resurrection. And after that is the judgment. And there is Yawmul Hisab, the day of accounting and reckoning. And it is the day, a day will appear when our books will be given to us. The books wherein our deeds are inscribed. Our statements, our utterances, every single thing we did on the face of the earth, it is recorded the day that the book will be given, the book will be given to us. The day when we will be ordered to read our books, the day when we will be presented, and our actions will be weighed, all these things will come one after the other. So upon these points, Imam Tahawi says, وَنُؤْمِنُوا بِالْبَعْثِ, and we believe in the Ba'ath, we believe in the resurrection. We believe that after we die, after remaining in the grave, wherever that grave may be, one day Allah will resurrect us. One day Allah will give life back to our bodies, and we will become people who will be walking. The Holy Quran says, on the day when the second trumpet shall be blown, the sepulchres and the graves will burst apart, and you will see man standing, walking towards their Lord, and their eyes will be fixed upon Allah. They will be fixed upon Allah. Man who denies the hour of resurrection, they deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that, can revive man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ. Have not man looked at أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Have not man looked at the fact that we have created him from a despicable liquid, and then he becomes an open enemy, an opponent to us. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And he quotes examples for us. He says there is more than one Allah. Sometimes he says that there is no Allah. Sometimes he says Allah is like this, Allah is like that, drawing similitudes and peers and equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he forgets his own creation. His own creation. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. And he says, مَنْ يُحْيَ الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who will give life back to these dead bones after they are decayed and decomposed? When you dig a grave, you see that bones are rotting away. It is becoming dust. Any animal you see that has died and has become that state, you see the state of the bones. Separated, the bones are decayed. The bones have become decomposed, and it goes on like that. So man says, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who will give life to these bones? Look at these bones. Taking a broken part of the bone, who will give life to it when it is like that? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Oh Muhammad, say to them, The same one will give life to these bones who have given it life, who have given life to it in the first place. And giving life back to it in the second case is much more easier than the first case. Because in the beginning there was not a single bone. In the beginning there was not a single piece of flesh. In the beginning there was absolutely nothing, not even a drop of liquid. And from nothing Allah fashioned man, He created man, He made man into this beautiful, beautiful species. Now, man has gone. The flesh has gone, but at least his bone is still there. So when Allah could have created when there was nothing, at least it will be easier for Him to create when at least there are bones. At least there is still something. So this is why the response that came to these people was that, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ He, the one who gave life to it in the very first place, is the one who is going to give life to them again in the second place. And nothing is difficult to Allah. So therefore, وَنُؤْمِنُوا بِالْبَعْثِ We believe that we will remain for a long while, however long it might be, in the grave. The believer will remain there. Subhanallah. Getting from the pleasure, getting from the sweet scent, getting from the comfort in the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him. The angel will say to him, the voice will say to him in the grave, to the believer, Nam ka nawmat al-arais. Sleep, like the sleeping of a bride and the sleeping of a groom. Sleep. The man will be so comfortable. Subhanallah. He will be so comfortable. We cannot even imagine how comfortable the believer will be in the grave. Subhanallah. So, however long it might be, one day there will be life again, which is called resurrection, where the man will be walking about. Where the man will stand on his feet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبَعْثُونَ Then certainly on the day of judgment you will be resurrected. You shall be resurrected. Then when you are resurrected, the other thing that will occur, jaza'ul amal, the compensation, the rewards or the punishment for the actions you have done. So he says, وَنُؤْمِنُوا بِجَزَاءِ الْعَمَالِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ We believe in the concept of retribution. We believe in the concept of compensation. We believe in the concept of rewards and punishment, jaza'ul amal, that will occur on the day of judgment. The concept of jaza'ul amal is this, that whatever we have done on the face of the earth, we would reap the results of those actions. If a man has done good on the face of the earth, in the hereafter, on the day of judgment, he will be given good in exchange for those good actions. And if a man has done bad on the face of the earth, he will reap the consequences of the bad actions that he had done on the face of the earth. This is why Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O those who unbelieve, O those unbelievers, O those who disbelieve, La ta'tadhiru al-yawm, don't make any excuse today. That will be said to them on the day of judgment. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O those who disbelieve. We are accustomed hearing, O those who believe, O those who believe. This is one ayah that Allah will address the unbelievers by Ya ayyuhal ladhina. Ya ayyuhal ladhina kafaru, O those who disbelieve, those who are come with disbelief. La ta'tadhiru al-yawm, on the day of judgment, every man will be making an excuse. Every person will try to justify the wrong deeds that they have done. Oh Allah, you know why I didn't perform salat was like this and was like that. Oh Allah, you know why I uttered that was because of this and that. Oh Allah, you know why I consumed this is because of this and that. Oh Allah, you know why I wasn't obedient to my parents is because of this and that. Oh Allah, you know why I was influenced by so and so because. Everyone will be making an excuse. So Allah will say, La ta'taziru al-yawm. No excuses today. What you are going to get today, إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ You are going to be compensated only for what you have done on the face of the earth. Nothing more. We're not going to be unjust to you. We are not going to be unfair to you. Subhanallah. Allah says, the only thing we are going to do is what you have worked for, we are going to give that to you. Subhanallah. You are only going to get that. That is the concept of jaza'ul amal. Retribution. Rewards or punishment. Allah says in the Quran again, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Whosoever comes with a good deed, he will get in return 10 of its kind. 10 rewards, 10 blessings. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. And whosoever comes with a bad deed, فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. He wouldn't get anything except the like of that bad deed. So only what we do, we're going to get the retribution and the recompense for that. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will never be treated unjustly in any way. Very important, the concept of jazaul amal. And you know, these things, we believe in them, but we have to implement them. Brothers and sisters, if you believe that what we do, we are going to be given the return of that, then we will only do good deeds. Who will want to do something bad? Who will want to do that? No one. So we believe in jazaul amal. Jazaul amal on the day of judgment. And we believe wa nu'minu bil ard. And we believe in the presenting. Different things will be presented. You and I will be presented before Allah. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا. People will be presented before Allah in lines. All the human beings, they will form lines being presented before Allah. And Allah will say to them, لَقَدَ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Oh, look at you. You are coming before us today. But you are coming all alone by yourself. But you had so many things on the face of the earth. We created you naked, you are coming back naked. We created you alone, you are coming back alone. We created with you without wealth, you are coming back without wealth. We created you without homes, you are coming back without homes. We have created you without homes, you are coming back without homes. You are coming back without wealth, you are coming back without anything. You are coming back in the same way that we created you, alone and alone. Look at you today. Where is everyone? Where is everything that you had? Where are all those things that beguiled you? Where are all those things that made you heedless? Where are all those things that made you unmindful of Allah? Where are all those things? Why are you coming to us alone today when you allowed so many things to take you away from the path of truth and righteousness? Where? Where? وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ. We will all be presented to Allah line by lines. Our book of deeds will be presented to us. Then there will be hisab. وَنُؤْمِنُ بِالْحِسَابِ. And we believe in the concept of hisab, the reckoning, the rendering account, where each and every one of us will stand before Allah, and Allah will question us, and Allah will ask us, if He wishes, He will ask us about every single wrong thing we did. If He wishes, He can ask us about some of the things we have done. If He wishes, He may not ask us about anything and may forgive us. That is Allah's wish. That is Allah's duty. That is His will. That is Allah's responsibility. If He wishes, He can take us to task. If He wishes, He cannot. He can leave us alone. But Yawmul Hisab refers to that point in time when we will render an account before Allah. When we will be questioned by Allah, people will stand. Subhanallah, the tradition speaks about the standing of man. That a man will occupy that space on the day of judgment, only that space where his both feet will stand upon. He will not be able to move a single inch until he gives answers to Allah. Whatever Allah asks him, لا يزال قدم ابن آدم حتى يسأل عن أربعين. The feet of the son of Adam will not be able to move an inch until he gives answers to the questions that will be posed to him. Every question that Allah gives to him, he will have to answer. He will have to answer. Questions after questions. Questions after question. Things that you and I may have forgotten. Things that you and I may have forgotten. A man will be asked about that. A man will say to Allah, recorded in authentic traditions, a man will say to Allah, oh Allah, I do not trust any witnesses against me. Maybe they will lie upon me. Allah will say to him, wait, we will bring someone who will speak, and they will not lie against you. Then, that Allah will command the angels to tie the mouths of these people. And when the mouth shall be tied, Allah will order the ties to speak. Intaqi, you ties, speak up now. And the ties will begin to speak. Allah will say to the hands, you speak up now. And each part of the human body will begin to speak and testify against him, against the man. So everything will come out. And that is based upon Allah's wishes and Allah's desire. Everything can come out. Who knows what Allah will ask a man about? But the thing about it, when every single thing will be coming out, at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present a book to the man as a testimony against the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the book, and people will become fearful of the book. People will be scared to even take the book. The Holy Quran says, وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابُ. Then the book will be presented. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. You will see the wrongdoers fearing what is in the book. Fearing what is in the book. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, the wrongdoers and the transgressors will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Oh, woe unto us. Oh, woe unto us, we regret. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What kind of book is this? What type of book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What kind of book is this? This book has not left out a single big thing, nor a single small thing. Everything the book has, we have never seen a book like this in our lives. What type of book is this? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What book is this? Every single thing. Things that we did in privacy, it is there also. Subhanallah. Who was there to record this? Ah, we begin to ask. How did this person know about this? I remember I did this in the darkest time of the night and not even my shadow could have seen. But look, it is in this book. When the book will be presented before the man, Allah will say, Iqra kitabak, read your book today. Subhanallah. What a sight. What a state. The man will begin to tremble because he knows what he has done and what he's going to read. And what he reads will be a testimony against his own self. Allah will say, read. Yourself will be a witness against your own self today. This book is a witness against you also. Read. Iqra kitabak. The man will stutter. The man will stammer. The man will hold back. The man wouldn't want to read. Allah will say, read. This is your book. Read. What is the matter with you? And the man will read it. The book will be presented. The book will be either given to a man in his right hand, or it will be given to a man in his left hand. Allah says when the book is given to the man in his right hand, that man will become happy. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. As for that one who is given the book of deeds in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Allah says very soon he will have a very easy reckoning. He will have a very easy time with Allah. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And he will be so happy and he will be so joyful. He will take his book and he will be running about to his family members and he will be very happy. And he will be saying, look, I am successful. Look, the book has been given to me in my right hand. And he will behave in this manner as how people behave when they are very happy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِي. As for that one who has been given the book in the left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. The man who has been given the book in his left hand, he knows it is destruction. He knows it is the azab. He knows it is the punishment and nothing else. He says, oh, how I wish I was not given my book of deeds. Oh, how I wish that I did not even have a reckoning today. He wishes that. So therefore, the book, it is a haq. The book will be given. Yes, my dear respected brothers and sisters, every single thing we do, which is recorded in that book on the day of judgment, we will be given a book. You and I will be trembling. I wonder if the book will be given to me in my right hand. I wonder if the book will be given to me in my left hand. I wonder if that book has good in it. I wonder if that book has bad in it. I wonder if the good deeds I did in the latter part of my life had washed away all those bad things that were recorded in the book by the angels already. Oh, I wonder if all those bad deeds are recorded. What is my reckoning before Allah today? What will Allah say to me? How will Allah reckon me? What will I say to Allah for all those things? Reality will strike a man. Allah says in the Quran, a man will say, I wish this day has not come. Allah says, when we remove that veil from your eye and you begin to see, now your gazes will be very, very clear, and you will cry and you will scream and you will bawl and you will do so many things, but you will not be able to help yourself at that time, because what has been done, and the records will be given to you. So we believe in the hisab. We believe in thawab and iqab. We believe in the hereafter. People will be given blessings and people will be punished. Iqab and thawab, two things. Punishment will be rendered to people, to some, and rewards will be given to some. Whatever a man has done on the face of the earth, he will either get blessings for that or he will get a punishment for that. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whosoever does an atom's weight of good, he will get the reward for that atom's weight of good. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whosoever does an atom's weight of bad, he will get the punishment for that and he shall see it. Thawab and iqab. Thawab and iqab will both come. They will both come. The two things will be there. Imam Tahawi says, and we believe bis-sirat wal-mizan, two important things. We believe that a bridge will be placed over Jahannam. It's the aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a bridge will be placed over Jahannam. And people, all the people will be asked to cross over that bridge. And based on the righteous deeds and the good actions of the people, some people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will be crossing the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning. Some of them will be running over the bridge. Some of them will be walking fast over it. Some of them will be walking slow over it. Some of them will be crawling over the bridge of the Sirat, and many of them will be falling in the fire of Jahannam. He says the bridge will be very thin. The bridge will be very, very sharp. Everyone will be ordered by Allah, cross over this bridge. Jasar, it is called in Arabic. Cross this bridge over. Again, it is through the mercy of Allah. And it is based on if Allah accepts our good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reward for these good deeds, the rewards. It is based upon that. Only upon this, a man will be able to cross the bridge. The bridge that will be placed, which is known as the Sirat, he will be able to cross that. If Allah does not have mercy on a person, if Allah does not forgive an individual, there is no way out, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters. Wal mizan. We believe in the concept of a scale on the day of judgment. The scale of justice will be placed. A scale, such a scale, that will begin to weigh things that are in our eyes until now are not tangible. That does not have a form. That does not have a physical form. That does not assume a body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set a scale. And the scale will be a scale of justice. In other words, to bring about justice, Allah says in the Quran, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of judgment, for the day of judgment, we shall put the scales of justice. What will this scale be placed for? My dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, the scales will be placed there to weigh our deeds. There are many different ways that Allah will establish on the day of judgment to prove to man that he, Allah, is not going to treat man in an unjust manner. Whatever we have done, that book will be presented to a man. You read for yourself what you used to do on the face of the earth. The angels will be a witness against the man.
The limbs of a man will be a witness, so that the man will know if Allah sends him to the fire of hell, it is not on account of the injustice and unfairness from Allah. It is nothing but the rewards of the deeds or the punishment of the deeds. This is why Allah says, وَنَضَعُ مَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. The scale will be there to bring about justice, to show man that it is because of his own actions he will be punished today, and not because of any other thing. So the scales will be placed there to weigh the deeds of man. Your deeds will be placed there, and mine deeds will be placed there. Salat will be placed there. Yes. Zakat will be placed there. Fasting will be placed there. All the different things, our tilawat of the Quran, our dhikr of Allah, our counseling to people, our good advice, our good speeches, every single good deed that we have done, it will assume a form and it will be placed on one side of the scale. In the same manner, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, every wrong thing that we have done will be placed on another side of the scale. The wrong things we said, the backbiting, the slandering, the false allegations, the bad words we may utter, the bad actions we have done with our hands, the bad things we have done with our feet, every single thing that is bad, that is wrong, that brings about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every one of these bad things will be placed on one side of the scale. So all our good actions, every single one will be placed on one side. And on the other side, all the bad deeds of man. And you know what will happen? You and I will just be standing in suspense, total suspense, looking to see which side goes up and which side goes down, because that will decide our destination. And we are waiting and we are looking on. Some people will see that the scales, the two pans are shaking. It is not coming to rest, subhanallah. It's normally said that al-intizaru ashaddu min al-maut. Waiting is sometimes more severe than death. This is an occasion. You don't know where it's going to land. It's moving up and down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, sometimes the both sides will be equal. The man is looking for one good deed, just to touch one pan and reach down. He runs to his parents. I want one deed, they will turn him away. He will run to his wife, she will turn him away. The wife will run to the husband, he will turn her away. People will run to their children, children will turn them. And the man will search everyone on the day of judgment. And no one will be ready to give one small deed. And the man will stand just waiting for the decree of Allah. Sometimes the side with the bad deeds will go up. The side of the good deeds will go down. And at times for other people, the side with the good deeds will go up. And the side of the bad deeds will go down. Man will begin to cry, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Because this decides your destination. This decides my destination. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Telling us, yes, my servant, this is what is going to decide your destination today. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. As for that person, whose good side of the scale weighs heavy, then he will be in a place of bliss. He will be in Jannat. عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. He will be living in pleasure. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ. Subhanallah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. As for that one whose good side of the scale is light, ha, it goes straight up and the other side goes straight down. No weighty good deeds. A man is crying. What is going to happen? Allah says, when this is the case, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. His destination is هَاوِيَةٌ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What do you know what هَاوِيَةٌ is?
What is Hawiya?
You will go to Hawiya. If the good side of your scale is not ready to outweigh the other side, your destination is Hawiya. Do you know what is Hawiya?
Narun Hamiya, a blazing fire. That is Hawiya. Don't think that Hawiya is something good and you want to go there.
Hawiya is a blazing fire. That is where you will go if the good side of your scale cannot outweigh the bad side of your scale.
My dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, these things are all haqq. They are the truth. They will certainly come to pass. We will have to meet these things. Why not prepare for them now so that we can rest assured that our good deeds will outweigh the bad deeds. We will get our book of deeds in the right hand. We will read our books by reading the good things. The hisab will be good. The ba's will be good. The jaza'ul amal will be good. We can make that decision right here by doing that which is good and refraining from that which is bad. Inshallah, we'll continue next week and we'll stop there today. والآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.